In this classic testimony for a period of 23 hours, Angelica Zambrano was shown heaven and hell, and the return of Christ. She witnessed Michael Jackson, Selena, and a pope burning in hell and satanic traps for children, and was told the truth about Mary and idolatry. She was shown heaven is all wonderfully prepared and ready, an unimaginable glorious place. Jesus is only coming back for a holy people, and many Christians are not yet ready. This summary post begins at the start of experience, see the video for the full version with all the lead up. Read, reread and share to others as it has so many key eternal issues. Angelica, at that moment I hear the Lord's voice, a beautiful voice with thunder and love, fear not, daughter, for I am Jehovah, your God, and I have come here to show you what I have promised you. Arise, for I am Jehovah, who holds you by your right hand and tells you, fear not, I will help you. Suddenly, I arose. I had been kneeling down, looking at my body, wanting to get back in but not being able to. When I heard his voice, fear had left me, and I was no longer scared. As I started walking, the angels began to open a path. There was a strong light shining, and as I gazed at it, I felt peace. As I looked, I saw a beautiful, tall, elegant, muscular man. Light was projecting from him. There was too much light for me to see his face. But I could see his beautiful hair of brilliant gold and a white garment with a wide golden girdle that crossed his chest. It read, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I looked at his feet, he was wearing shiny golden sandals, of brilliant gold. He was so beautiful. He extended his hand to me. When I took his hand, it wasn't like when I touched my body, my hand did not go through it. I asked, what is happening? And he said, I am going to show you hell, so that you return and tell humanity that hell is real, that hell exists. And also, my glory will I show you, for you to tell my people to be prepared, for my glory is real and I am real. He said, daughter, do not fear. He said it again and I said, Lord, it's just that I want to go to heaven, but not hell, because I've heard that it's horrible. He said, daughter, I will be with you. I will not leave you in that place and I am going to show you that place because there are many who know that hell exists, but they have no fear. They believe it's a game, that hell is a joke, and many don't know about it. That is why I am going to show you that place, because there are more that perish than those that are entering my glory. When he said that, I could see tears streaming down to his garments. I asked him, Lord, why are you crying? He replied, daughter, because there are more that perish, and I will show you this, so that you will go and tell the truth and so that you will not return to that place. 1 Hell. Suddenly, as he was speaking, everything started to move. The earth shook and split open, and I saw a very dark hole below. We were standing on a sort of rock with angels surrounding us. I said, Lord, I don't want to go to that place. He said, daughter, do not fear for I am with you. In a split second we descended into the dark hole. I tried to see but there was a terrible darkness. I did see a huge circle, and hear millions of voices. I was so hot, I felt my skin burning. I asked, Lord, what is this? I don't want to go to this place. The Lord said that this was just the tunnel to hell. There was a horrible, repulsive, and nauseating smell, and I begged Jesus not to take me. He responded, daughter, it is necessary for you to come and know this place. I cried, but why, Lord, why? And he said, so that you can tell the truth to humanity, humanity perishes, it's lost and few are entering my kingdom. In saying this, he would weep. His words strengthened and encouraged me, so I continued walking. We arrived at the end of a tunnel, when I looked down I saw an abyss covered in flames. The Lord said, daughter, I give this to you. It was a large binder with blank sheets of paper. Daughter, take this pencil so that you can write all that I will show you, what you will see and hear. You will write everything as you are observing it, as you will live it. I said, Lord, I will do it, but I am already seeing so much, Lord. I am seeing souls being tormented, and immense flames. Then we started to descend into the abyss. I started to cry and scream, Lord, no, 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 I don't want to go, and he would reply, you need to see this. I saw horrible demons, of all types, both large and small. They were running so fast, and carrying something in their hands. Lord, why are they running like that and what are they carrying? He answered, Daughter, they run that way because they know their time is running out, because time is so short to destroy humanity and especially my people. That which they carry in their hands are darts to destroy humanity, because each demon is given a name and according to the name that is given to them, they have a dart to destroy that person and bring them to this place, their goal is to destroy that person and bring them to hell. And I would see the demons running and exiting toward earth and he told me. They are going to earth to bring and throw humanity into this place. As he said this he would weep so very much. He was weeping all the time and I would cry too. To the backslider. The Lord said to me, Are you ready to see what I am going to show you? Yes, Lord, I said. He took me to a cell where I could see a young man being tormented among the flames. I noticed that the cell was enumerated, though I couldn't understand the numbers, they seemed to be backward. There was a huge plaque in that cell, and the young man had the number 666 on his forehead. He also had a big metallic plate that was encrusted into his skin. The worms that were eating him, were unable to damage that plate, neither did the flames burn it. He screamed, Lord, have mercy on me. Take me out of this place. Forgive me, Lord. But Jesus would respond, It's late, too late, I gave you opportunities and you would not repent. I asked Jesus, Lord, why is he here? Then I recognized him. On earth, this young man knew the word of God, but abruptly he walked away from the Lord, preferring alcohol, drugs, and walking on the wrong path. He did not want to follow the way of the Lord. Jesus warned him many times on what could happen to him. Jesus said, Daughter, he is in this place because anyone who rejects my word already has a judge, the word that I have spoken will judge him in that last day, John 12:48, and then Jesus wept. When the Lord weeps, it's different than we do. He would weep with this pain in his heart and he would sob profoundly. I did not create hell for humanity, Jesus said. So I asked him, Then why is humanity here, Lord? He answered, Daughter, I created hell for Satan and his angels, who are the demons, Matt 25:41, but, because of sin and the lack of repentance, humanity ends here, and there are more that perish than those who reach my glory. Matt 7:14, he continued weeping and it would hurt me so much to see how he cried. Daughter, I gave my life for humanity, so that it would not perish, so that it would not end up in this place. I gave my life out of love and mercy, so that humanity would proceed to repentance and could enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus would moan as someone who could no longer withstand the pain, that's how much pain he felt watching the people here. 3. Unforgiveness and bitterness. Being with Jesus, made me feel safe. I thought, if I let go of the Lord, I'll be stuck here. I asked, Jesus, do I have relatives in this place? He looked at me as I was crying and he said, Daughter, I am with you, because I was so scared. He took me to another cell. I never could have imagined seeing a relative of mine in that cell. I saw this woman being tormented, she had worms that would eat her face off, and demons would plunge a type of spear into her body. She would scream, No, Lord, have mercy on me, forgive me, please, take me out of this place for 1 minute. Luke 16:24, in hell, people are tormented with the memories of what they did on earth. Demons would mock people and tell them, Worship and praise because this is your kingdom, and the people would scream remembering that they knew God, because they knew the word. Those who had known the Lord were tormented twofold. The Lord said, "There is no other opportunity for those here, there is still opportunity for those who are alive." I asked him, "Lord, why is my great-grandmother here? I don't know if she ever knew you. Why is she here in hell, Lord?" He replied, "Daughter, she is here because she failed to forgive. Daughter, he who does not forgive, neither will I forgive him." I asked, "Lord, but you do forgive, and you are merciful." And he answered, "Yes, daughter, but it is necessary to forgive, because they have not forgiven many people, and that is why many people are in this place, because they failed to forgive. Go and tell humanity that it is time to forgive, and especially my people, for many of my people have not forgiven. Tell them to rid themselves of grudges, of resentment, of that hatred in their hearts, for it is time to forgive. If death were to surprise that person who has failed to forgive, that person may go to hell, for no one can purchase life." When we left that place, my great-grandmother was engulfed in fire and she screamed, "Aiyah," and began to blaspheme the name of God. She would curse him, "Every person in hell blasphemes against God." As we left that area, I could see that hell was full of tormented souls. Many people would extend their hands out, begging Jesus to help them and take them out of there. But the Lord could not do anything for them and they would start blaspheming God. Then Jesus would weep and say, "It hurts me to hear them, it hurts me to see what they do, because I can no longer do anything for them. What I will tell you is that I still have opportunity for he who is still on earth, who has not yet died, who is still alive, he still has time to repent." For Latina pop star Selena in flames. The Lord told me there were many famous people in hell, and also many people who had known about the Lord. He said, "I am going to show you another part of the furnace." We came to a place where a woman was surrounded by flames. She was in great torment and would scream, begging the Lord for mercy. Jesus pointed to her with his hand and told me, "Daughter, that woman that you see over there, surrounded by flames, is Selena." As we started getting closer, she screamed, "Lord, have mercy on me, forgive me, Lord, take me out of this place." But the Lord looked at her and said, "It's late, it's too late. You cannot repent now." She saw me and said, "Please, I beg you, go tell people about this, please speak out and do not be silent, go and tell them not to come to this place, go and tell them not to listen to my songs, nor sing my songs." 1 John 2:15, so I asked her, "Why do you want me to go and say that?" And she answered, "Because every time people sing and listen to my songs, I am tormented even more. The person who does this, who sings and listens to my songs, is walking to this place. Please, go tell them not to come here, go tell them that hell is real." She would scream and demons would hurl spears from afar into her body and she would cry, "Help me, Lord, have mercy on me, Lord." But sadly, the Lord told her, "It is too late." I looked all over that area, it was full of singers and artists who have died. All they did was sing and sing, they wouldn't stop singing. The Lord explained, "Daughter, the person who is here, must continue doing here, whatever they did on earth, if they had not repented. Take heed of this warning regarding worldly music and throw it away." 5. The unrepentant. As I was observing the area, I noticed a lot of demons that were spilling down some type of rain. I actually thought it was raining. But I noticed the people in flames running away from the rain and shouting, "No, help me, Lord, no, this can't be," and the demons would laugh and tell the people, "Praise and worship because this is your kingdom forever and ever." I saw the flames increase and people's worms would multiply. There was no water there, it was brimstone that would multiply the flames and increase each person's anguish. I asked Jesus, "What's happening, Lord? What is this?" The Lord replied, "This is the wages of anyone who has not repented." Psalms 11:6-6. A pope in hell. Then the Lord took me to place where there was a very well-known man. Before now, I used to live as a double-minded young Christian girl. I used to think that any person that died would go to heaven, that those who celebrated Mass would also go to heaven, but I was wrong. When Pope John Paul II died, my friends and relatives would tell me that he had gone to heaven. All the news on TV, on Extra and many other places would say, Pope John Paul II has died, may he rest in peace. He is now rejoicing with the Lord and his angels in heaven, and I believed all of it. But I was only fooling myself, because I saw him in hell, being tormented by flames. I looked at his face, it was John Paul II. The Lord said to me, Look, daughter, that man that you see there, is Pope John Paul II. He is here in this place, he is being tormented because he did not repent. But I asked, Lord, why is he here? He used to preach at church. Jesus replied, Daughter, no fornicator, no idolater, no one who is greedy and no liar will inherit my kingdom. F5:5, I replied, Yes, I know that is true, but I want to know why he is here, because he used to preach to multitudes of people. And Jesus responded, Yes, daughter, he may have said many things, but he would never speak the truth as it is. He never said the truth, and they know the truth, and although he knew the truth, he preferred money over preaching about salvation. He would not offer reality, would not say that hell is real and that heaven also exists. Daughter, now he is here in this place. When I looked at this man, he had a large serpent with needles, wrapped around his throat, and he would try to take it off. I pleaded with Jesus, Lord, help him. The man would scream, Help me, Lord, have mercy on me, take me out of this place, forgive me. I repent, Lord, I want to return to earth, I want to go back to earth to repent. The Lord observed him and said to him, You very well knew. You knew very well that this place was real, it's too late, there is no other opportunity for you. The Lord said, Look, daughter, I am going to show you the life of this man. Jesus showed me a huge screen on which I could observe how this man offered Mass many times to the multitudes. And how the people who were there were so idolatrous. Jesus said, Look, daughter, there are many idolaters in this place. Idolatry will not save, daughter. I am the only one who saves, and outside of me, no one saves. I love the sinner, but I hate sin, daughter. Go and tell humanity that I love them and that they need to come to me. As the Lord was speaking, I began to see how this man received multitudes of coins and bills, money, all of which he would keep. He had so much money. I saw images of this man seated on a throne, but I was also able to see beyond that. While it's true that these people do not get married, I can assure you, I'm not making this up, the Lord showed it to me. Those people do sleep with nuns, with many women there. One example, the Lord showed me these people living in fornication, and the word says that no fornicator will inherit his kingdom. As I was watching all of this, the Lord told me, Look, daughter, all of this which I am showing you is what goes on, what he lived and what keeps on happening among many people, among many priests and popes existing. Then he told me, Daughter, go and tell humanity that it's time to turn to me. 7. The Lost. The Lord showed me a place where many people were walking to hell. I asked him, Lord, how is it that they walk to this place? He replied, I will show you. He showed me a tunnel with many people walking through it. These people were chained from hand to foot. They were dressed in black and carrying a load on their back. Jesus said, Look, daughter, those people that you see there, those people don't know me yet. That which they carry on their backs is sin, but go and tell them to turn their burden over to me, and I will give them rest, that I am he who forgives all their sins. Daughter, go and tell those people to come to me, for I await them with open arms, and go tell them that they are walking to this place. As I was watching the people walking, I said, Lord, that person over there is my cousin, that young man is my cousin, Lord, and that young girl coming down is also my cousin, my family is coming to this place. He replied, "Daughter, they are walking to this place, but go and them where they are walking, go and tell them they are walking to hell. Go and tell them that I have chosen you as my watchman, I have chosen you as my watchman, for it means that you are to tell the truth. You must go and tell all that I have shown you. If you do not speak out and something happens to that person, his blood will be poured over you, but if you go and do as I have told you, then that person has an account with me. If the person does not repent, then the responsibility resting upon you will be lifted, for the account will rest upon that person and his blood will not be poured over you." Ezekiel 3:18, 8. Michael Jackson in hell. Jesus told me that many famous people were walking to that place, famous and important people. Take for example, Michael Jackson. This man was famous all over the world, but he was a Satanist. Although many people may not see it that way, but it is the truth. This man had satanic covenants, he came to agreement with the devil in order to achieve fame and attract many fans. Those steps that he performed, that's the way I saw demons walk while tormenting people in hell. They would slide backward and not move forward, while they shout, enjoying the anguish they impose upon the people. Let me tell you that Michael Jackson is in hell. The Lord showed him to me after Michael died. He let me see Michael Jackson tormented in flames. I cried to Jesus, "Why?" It wasn't easy to see how this man was being tormented and how he would scream. Anyone who listens to Michael Jackson's songs or sings them or who is a fan of Michael Jackson, I warn you that Satan is trapping you in his web so that you will end up in hell. Right now, renounce it in the name of Jesus. Jesus wants to set you free, so that you will not be lost. The Lord said, "Daughter, there are also people who know me, that are walking to this place." I asked, "Lord, how can people who know you also come here?" He replied, "That person who has left my ways and that person who is living a double life." He started showing me people who were walking to hell. They were tied from their hands to their feet. 9. Go and tell them. They each wore a white garment, but it was torn, stained, and wrinkled. Jesus said, "Daughter, see how my people have walked away from me. Daughter, I want to tell you that I am not coming for these people. I am coming for a holy people, ready, without blemish, without wrinkle and without defilement. Go and tell them to return to the old paths." F5:26-27, I started to see many of my uncles and many other people who had walked away from the Lord's ways. Go and tell them that I am waiting for them, to surrender their loads to me, and I will give them rest. Jesus was weeping, "Daughter, they are coming this way. Go and tell your uncles, go and tell your relatives that they are coming this way. Daughter, many will not believe you, but I am your faithful witness, I am your faithful witness. I will never leave you. Even if they do not believe you, daughter, go and tell them the truth, for I am with you. I will also show you, daughter, how people arrive at this place." We went to a tunnel where there were a multitude of people falling into the abyss. Not 1,000, not 2,000, but as many as the sand of the sea, countless. They were falling by the second, like handfuls of sand being thrown down. The souls were falling rapidly. Jesus was weeping, he said, "Daughter, this is how humanity perishes, this is how it is lost, daughter, it hurts me to see how humanity perishes." Jesus said, "Demons also hold meetings in this place." And I said, "Demons hold meetings." Jesus said, "Yes, daughter, they meet to plan what they will do to humanity. They hold daily secret meetings." And with that, Jesus took me to a cell, where I saw a wooden table with chairs around it. And there were demons, all types of demons. Jesus explained, "Daughter, they are now planning to go and destroy the pastors' families, the missionaries, the evangelists, and all of those who know me. Daughter, they want to destroy them, they have many darts." The demons would laugh and mock and say, "Let's destroy humanity and bring it to this place." Jesus said, "Go and tell them that I am with them. Tell them to not leave open doors, to leave no place to Satan, for Satan walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, 1 Peter 5:8, but the word says, he walks as, because the only real lion, is the Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Revelations 5:5. Jesus said, daughter, they especially want to destroy the pastor's family. I asked, why do they want to destroy the pastor's family? And Jesus responded, because they are in charge of thousands of people that are the sheep of the fold that the Lord has given them. They want these people to return to the world again, to look back and end up in hell. Go and tell the pastors to speak the truth. Go and tell them to preach the truth and to speak everything that I tell them and to never keep to themselves what I tell them. 10 Satanic Traps for Children. As we left that place and he told me, I want to show you something else. There are also children in this place. And I replied, children in this place, Lord. Why are there children here? Your word says, let the children to come unto me, and do not stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Matthew 19:14, Jesus replied, daughter, it's true, of such is the kingdom of heaven, but that child must come to me, for he who comes to me I will not throw out. John 6:37, instantly, the Lord showed me an 8-year-old boy being tormented in fire. The boy cried, Lord have mercy of me, take me out of this place, I don't want to be here. He kept crying and screaming. I saw demons around this boy, that resembled cartoon figures. There was Dragon Ball Z, Ben 10, Pokemon, Doral, etc. Lord, why is this boy here? Jesus showed me a large screen of this boy's life. I saw how he would spend all of his time in front of the TV, watching these cartoons. Jesus said, daughter, these animated cartoons, those movies, those soap operas that are seen daily on TV are Satan's instruments to destroy humanity. Look, daughter, how this came to be. I saw how the boy was rebellious and disobedient toward his parents. When his parents talked to him, he would run away, throwing things and disobeying them. After this happened, a car ran over him and ended his life. Jesus told me, ever since then, he has been in this place. I looked at the boy as he was being tormented. Jesus said, daughter, go and tell parents to instruct their child as is written in my word. Proverbs 22:6, the word of God is real, it tells us to correct a child with the rod, but not every moment, only when the child has been disobedient to his parents. Proverbs 22:15, the Lord told me something that is very sad and very painful. He said, daughter, there are many children in this place because of animated cartoons, because of rebellion. I asked him, Lord, why are animated cartoons to blame for this? And he explained, because they are demons that carry rebellion, disobedience, bitterness, and hatred to children, and other demons enter these children, so that they do not do good things, but do that which is bad. Whatever children see on TV, they want to do in reality. Hell exists, hell is real, and even children must decide with whom they will go. I said, Lord, tell me, why are there children in this place? And Jesus answered, once children have knowledge that there is a heaven and a hell, then they have a place to choose. 11 The kingdom of heaven. There's much more to be said about hell, but now I'll share what I saw in heaven. Jesus said, daughter, now I am going to show you what I have prepared for my holy people. We left that place, going out through a tunnel. While traveling through this tunnel, we suddenly came out to where there was light. I saw no more darkness, torment or flames. He said, daughter, I am going to show you my glory, and we started ascending to the kingdom of heaven. Soon we arrived at a door with giant letters written in gold, it said, welcome to the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, daughter, go in, for I am the door and he who enters through me, will enter, will go and will find pastures. John 10:9, after the Lord said these words, the door opened and we entered. I saw angels giving glory, honor and praise to our Heavenly Father. Revelation 7:11-12, as we continued walking, we approached a table of which I could see the beginning, but not the end. Revelation 19:9, I observed a large throne, and a smaller throne surrounded by thousands of chairs. Between the chairs were garments along with crowns. The Lord told me, "Daughter, the crown that you see there is the crown of life." Revelation 2:10, Jesus said, "Look, daughter, this is what I have prepared for my people." I saw that the table was covered with a white tablecloth with gold edging. There were plates, gold goblets, fruit, everything was served. It was so beautiful. There was a very large vessel in the middle of the table, which contained the wine for the dinner. And Jesus said, "Daughter, everything is ready for the arrival of my church." We went to another place, where I saw many people in a garden. There were well-known people from the Bible, but they were not aged, but young. There was this young man with a large kerchief in his hand who danced and whirled around and praised the Lord. Jesus said, "Daughter, that young man that you see there is my servant, David." He was giving glory to our Father. Suddenly, another young man passes by and Jesus told me, "Daughter, he is Joshua, he is Moses, this other young man is Abraham." Jesus would call them out by their names. They all had the same countenance. Jesus said, "Daughter, that woman that you see there is my servant, Mary Magdalene, my servant, Sarah." 12. The truth about Mary. But then he told me, "Daughter, she is Mary. Mary, who gave birth to Jesus Christ, who I am. Daughter, I want to tell you that she has no knowledge of the things happening on earth. I want to tell you that you must go and tell humanity, tell idol worshippers that hell is real, and that idolaters will not inherit my kingdom, but go and tell them that if they repent, they can enter my heavenly dwelling place. Go tell them that I love them and tell them that Mary has no knowledge of anything happening on earth and the only one that they must exalt is me, because neither Mary, nor Saint Gregory nor any other saint can offer salvation. I am the only one who saves and outside of me, nobody, nobody, nobody saves." He repeated it 3 times, that nobody could save, only he saves. Humanity has been deceived believing in an assumed saint, which is not, but is a demon, working through an idol made by the hand of man. But, let me tell you that the Lord wants to give you the best. He wants you to enter the kingdom of heaven, to repent and to leave idolatry. Because idolatry will not save you. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the one that saves, who gave his life for you, for me, and for all humanity. The Lord has a great message for humanity. As he wept, he told me, "Please, daughter, do not be silent, go and tell the truth, go and tell what I have shown you." I saw how Mary worshipped the Lord, and I saw women with very beautiful long hair. I said, "Lord, how pretty the way they wear their hair." He told me, "Daughter, that which you see is the veil that I have given to a woman." He added, "Daughter, go and tell women to take care of the veil that I have given them." 13. Heavenly City. Then he told me, "I have something to show you that is very important." I looked far away and saw a shining city, a city of gold. I said, "Lord, what is that? I want to go over there." He answered, "Daughter, I will show you what is over there. What you are seeing is the heavenly dwelling, the heavenly mansions which are ready for my people." We started walking, until we reached a golden bridge. As we walked over it, we came upon streets that were made of pure gold. Revelations 21:21, everything was so beautiful, so brilliant, like shining glass, it was absolutely supernatural, inexplicable. We saw heavenly mansions, and watched thousands of angels constructing them. Some of the angels constructed very rapidly, others constructed slowly and others were not constructing at all. 14. Return to the old paths. I asked the Lord, "Why are some angels constructing rapidly, while others are slower, and some have those stopped constructing?" The Lord explained, "Daughter, That is how my people work on earth, and the angels work as my children work on earth. Daughter, my people no longer spread the gospel. My people no longer fast. My people no longer go to the streets to distribute tracts telling the truth. My people are now ashamed. Go and tell my people to return to the old paths. Those angels that you saw that were doing nothing belong to those people that have walked away from my paths. Daughter, go and tell my people to return to the old paths, Jeremiah 6:16, and in saying this he started to weep. I heard other people singing, so I asked him, Lord, I want you to take me over there, where those people are singing. Jesus was observing me, I could tell how he was observing me, but I couldn't see his face, only the movements of his face. While his tears were pouring over his garment, I asked him why he was weeping. But he would not explain it to me. Later we arrived at this beautiful garden. There, among the heavenly mansions, I saw flowers that were swaying. That must have been the singing I heard. The Lord pointed with his finger and said, Daughter, look, they praise me, they worship me. My people no longer do as they did before. My people no longer praise, no longer worship me, no longer seek me as before. That is why I told you, daughter, to go and tell my people to seek me, for I will go, I will go, I will go, for a people that seeks me in spirit and in truth, for a people that are ready, for a holy people. And weeping he said, I am coming, I am coming. Then I understand why he was weeping, because he is coming, but not for those that are half-hearted. He will return only for a people that is seeking him in spirit and in truth. Then the Lord told me that I had to return to earth. I said, Lord, I don't want to go back to earth. What do you mean, earth? I want to stay with you. You brought me here and I'm not going anywhere because I am with you. Jesus said, Daughter, it is necessary that you return to earth to go and testify that my glory is real, that what I am going to show you is real, that what you have seen is real, so that humanity will come to me, repent and not perish. Weeping, I fell to his feet, there I saw wounds on his feet. I asked, Lord, what are these wounds here? He answered, Daughter, it's the scar from that yesterday, when I gave my life for humanity. He also showed me the scars in his hands. I asked, Lord, why do you still have that? He told me, Daughter, it is the scar that has remained. So I asked, will this go away? He replied, Daughter, this will go away when all the saints are reunited here. Daughter, I must take you to earth, your family and the nations are waiting for you. I tried to refuse but he pointed down to earth with his finger and said, Look, those people that you see down there are your relatives, that body that you see there, is where you have to return, it is time to leave this place. Then he took me along a beautiful crystal clear river and said, Daughter, enter the river and submerge yourself. Before I entered that crystalline river of living water, I was experiencing indescribable joy, but after I submerged myself and came out, I was elated. I thought I would not have to return home, but the Lord told me, Daughter, you have to return to earth. Daughter, I am going to show you something, how I am coming to earth for a holy people. I am going to show you how the day of the rapture will be. 15. The rapture and great tribulation. We walked to a place with a giant screen, and I saw people in it. I could observe the whole world. Then suddenly I saw thousands of people disappearing. Pregnant women had their pregnancy disappear, and they looked like they had gone crazy screaming. Children had disappeared from all over. Many people were running from here to there, screaming, This can't be, this can't be. What's happening? I saw those who had known the Lord, but were left behind. Matt 24:40-41, they were saying that Christ had come, the rapture happened. They screamed and wanted to kill themselves, but they couldn't. The Lord told me, Daughter, in those days, death will flee. Daughter, in those days the Holy Spirit will no longer be on earth. Revelations 9:6, There were accidents, but I didn't see a single dead person, all of them were alive, although injured. I observed enormous traffic with thousands of people. He told me, "Daughter, look, this is how everything will happen." I then saw people running from one place to another, shouting, "Christ came, Christ came." They would plead, "Lord, forgive me, take me with you." But sadly the Lord said, "It will be too late. The time to repent is now, daughter, go tell humanity to seek me, for during that time there will no longer be opportunity." Isaiah 55:6, "Daughter, it will be too late for all those that stay behind." When Jesus observed how people were left behind, he began to weep and said, "Daughter, I will go to earth as it says in 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." But not everyone will go with the Lord, only those who are doing his will, Matthew 7:21, and living a holy life. For the Lord told me, "Only those that are holy will enter the kingdom of heaven," Hebrews 12:14, "No one knows, neither the day nor the hour in which I will go for my holy people, not even the angels know it." Matthew 24:36, on the screen I saw people running around. Magazines and TV news said that Christ had come. The screen closed, and Jesus finished by saying, "I will go for a holy people." This was all he showed me. After that, he brought me back here to earth. With angels gathered round, we began to descend these beautiful stairs, white steps with flowers surrounding them. I was crying all the way down, pleading with Jesus, "Lord, please, don't leave me here. Take me with you." He responded, "Daughter, the nations, your family are waiting for you. Daughter, you must enter that body. You must receive life, daughter, so you can go and testify what you have seen. Many will not believe you, many will believe you, but I am your faithful witness. I am with you. I will never leave you." The Lord told me, "Daughter, in those days the Holy Spirit will no longer be on earth. In those days, he will no longer be on earth." 2 Thessalonians 2:7, "And I saw enormous traffic, with accidents. Many people wanted to kill themselves, but Jesus said, they shall seek death, but death shall flee from humanity. Death will no longer be during that time." Revelations 9:6, "I saw people watching TV and magazines that read, thousands and thousands have disappeared." Many already knew that Christ had come for his holy people. Those who knew the Lord, but were left behind, went crying through the streets, wanting to kill themselves, but they could not do anything. While in heaven, Jesus said, "I will come for a holy people and I will come soon for my church." 16 Let's pray. For those who want to accept the Lord, repeat after me. Lord, I thank you for your love and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the word that has reached my heart today. Father, I ask for your forgiveness. Forgive me. Wash me with your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. Accept me as your child, Lord. Right now, I forgive anyone that I had not been able to forgive. I renounce to my lack of forgiveness. I renounce all things that have hindered your flow, and I ask you to transform me and to fill me with your presence every day. Thank you, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, amen. 17 Final words. This testimony is not a lie, it's not a joke, it is not a story, it is not a dream, hell is real. Hell exists. To anyone that does not believe, I want to tell you that hell is real, very real. I cannot find words to tell you how real it is. I wish that you could experience it yourself. The time is soon, God allows signs to reveal to humanity what is about to happen. Do not remain condemned, that's what the devil wants. Ask yourself if you are already walking through hell's tunnel. Today is the day of salvation, today is the day to invite Jesus, your Savior, into your life. These are simple and yet great words to say: I accept you, Jesus, as my Lord and my only Savior. I give you my life and soul with all my heart. I want to be with you for eternity. Choose your final destiny: life or death, heaven or hell, Jesus or the devil. It's clear, either you belong to Jesus or to the devil. Either you do what is right or you do what is wrong. You choose your destiny: eternal life or the lake of fire. Think about it. Decide now. Jesus Christ died on the cross for each one of us, for our sins, and he gave us the opportunity of salvation by his mercy. Accept Christ as your only Savior. Now that you've heard this testimony, don't let this moment be the one you regret forever in hell.